1025 with the phone numbers at Roger JP on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Like and follow us there.
This kid just doesn't get it.
What's that?
I always tell my son, like, if I say, how did a test go, whatever, he'd be like, oh, you know, it was easy. I rocked it or whatever it is. I said, listen, okay, dude, I go, you need to under-promise and over-deliver.
Exactly.
Like, just tell me, like, it would be in your best interest. Because if you tell me you rocked it, mm-hmm, then when you get that grade, I expect that you rocked it, right? So.
What is he setting it up for, a 95?
Well, I mean, when he tells me he crushed it, I'm figuring he got somewhere in, 90 in the 90. Yeah, 90-something,
when
right?
When he gets an 82.
Yeah. That's a and problem. Then he's like, you know. So the kid had a rough night. We ended up in the emergency room with him last night. He didn't get home until like almost 1 o'clock in the morning. He had an allergic reaction to cashews. My wife almost killed him. And he ended up
purposely going, she almost killed him?
No.
Or he wasn't supposed to eat cashews. What are you
well, no, about? She didn't. She was eating a protein bar, and she gave him a piece, and she didn't realize it that it had cashews in it. And he's highly allergic, so he took one bite, and boom.
That's it.
That was it. His whole face blew up. His lips blew up. His eyes shut. He got blood. So she gave him 2 Benadryl because it was like a slow build with that, right? She gave him 2 Benadryl. That wasn't working. Mm. We have the EpiPen, but then it said, you know, with the EpiPen, call 911. You have to call 911 after you give it.
Oh.
So instead of doing that, we just took him to urgent care. And urgent care got him in. They gave him a steroid shot. They gave him a shot with the EpiPen and then another shot with the EpiPen. And things weren't dying down. At this point, things were just kind of getting a little bit worse. He was able to breathe, so I wasn't.
There's that.
Well, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was able to breathe, so it wasn't like he
was all swollen.
It wasn't anaphylactic
swollen,
or anything like that. Right.
But you didn't give him the EpiPen because you figured you'd take him right to the 9?
We just took him right there. It was like he wasn't.
It's good you have one in your house.
Yeah, well, we do have it, but then it was like call 911, and there was going to be an ambulance and the whole spiel. So we just took him right there. It's literally 7 minutes from the house.
Yeah.
By the time we would have given him an EpiPen and called 911, it would have been the same amount of time. So, you know, we took him there, he wasn't getting any better. They said you should take him to the ER till 1 o'clock in the morning. And then he had his math Regents exam, which New York is the only state that does these Regents exams. It's a state exam for this one was for Algebra 1. So during commercial break, I was just texting him. I go, how you feeling? He goes, I feel good. I go, how'd you do on the test? He goes, it was good. There was just like 2 or 3 questions I didn't know. I said, did you just tell me?
That means 4 or 5.
Did you just tell me that you only got 2 or 3 wrong on a Regents exam? I go, remember, under promise, over deliver. He goes, oh, I'm not saying I only got those wrong, but I just didn't understand those 2.
All right, there's 2 or 3. Definitely just blow them up. They're definitely wrong.
Right.
And then there's the others.
And
that
then
could
there's
be wrong.
God only knows.
Right. All right.
I'm like, dude, just tell me it was rough. Like that, it was rough. I did my best. And then if all of a sudden, you know, you passed it or you did whatever, okay. Mm-hmm. But don't, like, if
I
didn't give him that.
Question his optimism. Like,
if,
to me,
hold on. If I didn't give him that follow-up saying, are you telling me that you only got these 2 or 3 wrong? That's the way it
You're
says in text.
Yeah.
In text, it comes off as.
You got 2 or 3 wrong.
I only got 2 or 3. You know, there was only 2 or 3 I got wrong. That's the way it comes off in text.
So you clarify.
That's how he felt.
Right. But then upon my follow-up, because I know my son, he goes, oh, no, I'm not saying I only got those wrong.
But you don't feel like he's telling you that because you said under whatever you said? Like, I just feel like if he feels confident, then let's. And then if God forbid, like, let's just say he says, like, you know what, listen, you know, I crushed it. It was awesome. And then let's say he gets back and he got a B instead of an A or something. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Oh, well, next time. You know what I mean? Like, why
listen,
is it?
We are a mathless family.
Okay.
There's not one in our house. Not one in our house when it comes to math where everybody's kind of, you know, so, and someone is good at it.
The mathless
it's,
family.
It is the struggle when it comes.
And I live next door to JP in that mathless family.
Right? Yeah.
We're neighbors there.
You're in the house next door?
Correct. I sucked at
in
math.
In a mathless neighborhood?
My wife sucked at math. My daughter sucks at math. And my son struggles with math, too. So, you know, I would love for him to have, you know, gone in there and crushed it.
What happens? Okay, so you said over the promise deliver thingy. What happens
under promise, over deliver. So, you know, just go in like set expectations low. And then when you crush it, it's a high five or...
Did he get the results back on the test that he said? Okay, so what if he did crush it? You know what I mean? What if he said, "Oh, the test where he said I crushed it." What if he comes back and he did crush it? That's what I'm saying. Maybe
he'll walk around and talk smack. It's all good.
Okay.
Maybe
that's all good.
Surprised.
I'm just right, but what I'm trying to say is like just if he tempers expectations, life is a lot easier.
But like see, if you go in and say,
and if you go, I'm his father. If you go in and if he goes in and he sets that bar really high, well, then we're all going to expect that bar to be, you know, to him to have nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, he gets good grades, but not in math.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
he's
all.
Mathless.
He's mathless.
Maybe he's learning. Maybe because of that. I just feel like, and I know we approach life in, from different points of view.
Right.
But it's just to me that's sad telling a kid, any kid, not, you know, not just your kid, like, hey, listen, don't expect much. So that way when you do well, like, I don't know.
There is not a person in the sales department in that building that doesn't under promise and over deliver.
Right.
That's just what they'll go out and do.
Yeah, that's a job, not a kid going to school.
It's the same concept. You want to blow away your client's expectation. You know what's going to work. The salesperson knows what's going to work. They know that it's going to work. But if they set that bar low and then they crush it, that client is over the moon happy.
So, and again, I feel like that's work and school are two different things. But I understand what you're saying. But what if when I was in there coloring with Everly, right? And I was drawing like a house and she'd color the house. I'd draw pants and she, whatever. What if I was like, well, don't expect to color that well. But so that way, if you do color that well, then you'll be happy. Like it just feels
you're
weird.
You're not really making that comparison, are you?
That's what it feels like
to
me.
She's four.
So what age is it okay to start saying that to someone?
When they're in high school and they're, and things are getting real. And it's a lot, I'm not, you're right. I can't.
I just don't understand. It feels weird.
Okay.
It feels weird to me. I don't know that I would.
It's like a real life lesson.
I don't know. Raj gets it.
It's like a real life lesson.
You're the only one that's not getting it.
I understand what you're saying, the underpromise, but to me, and then you applied it to the sales. These are adults in real world situations. This is a kid who's trying to learn in school and a subject he struggles in. I would be like, let's be encouraging. You can do this, son. Yes, I'm good for you for crushing it. I know it's tough for you. That's the approach for me, but it's not.
I think that's the reason. That's what you give after they do well on the test. Because my son does the same thing. I did pretty good. Or it was easy. I'm like, so easy means you got 100? I think so. And then he winds up getting a 73. So I'm like, obviously it wasn't easy. No, I'm being realistic. And JP's being realistic with it, where we know that there's a struggle with it. So, and that's fine.
Right.
And go to extra help. Do what you got to do. Study. Do whatever you got to do to make sure you get as good as you possibly can. But when you're struggling in a subject and the kid comes back and says, it's easy. There's only one question I didn't understand.
I just don't want to crush him.
That's
and in my house too.
You don't want to give him false hope, but you don't want Well, I hope so. I hope you got a great.
Right.
I hope you did great on the test.
Yeah, but
that
I see how
like
Monica's brain, like how, especially not having kids, I can see where you could. But anybody could flip it on its head. Of listen, we know you suck at math, so don't oversell yourself. But the other side of it is. I mean, maybe he feels good about the test legitimately, and he's like, oh, crap, I got a couple more wrong than I thought. Is that bad?
No, that's a life lesson that he learns on his own without his parent not believing in him. Like, to me, if my parents said that to me, I'd be like,
first off, let's dial that back.
That's how it would feel to me.
You would never be able to ask my son whether I support him and believe in him and anything, and he's going to be like, my dad doesn't have my back. Never. Do we break balls? 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides. Yep. The whole family does. Like my wife, for almost killing my son, we will all be making fun of her for a long time to come.
She's got to feel bad, right?
She feels bad. We'll just all keep it in our pocket.
She feels horrible.
We'll just, at least, it won't. My daughter will probably sit it out. Maybe. But my son and I, we'll have that one in our pocket ready to go.
How many times in the future we'll be like, well, at least you didn't kill Joe today.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
So, I mean, that's just, every house is different and everything is,
And each kid handles stuff differently, too. There's some kids who have to be smooth through that process.
My son's got the thick skin. He gets it. We're all just, everybody's just breaking chops. He's a high honor roll student. You know what I'm
saying? That's awesome.
So, yeah. So I'm not really, I don't sweat it all that much. Just, yeah. Man, math is, everybody's Achilles heel in the house. That's all.
Never heard a family described as mathless.
Right. Kind of- we are. There's no question. There's no question about it. There's nobody in the, my house trying to figure out a problem without saying, "Hey Siri."
Oh no, you can't let that happen, right?
On a daily basis, it's not while they're doing their homework, but if something comes up and it's like, okay, what's that? Like,
you saved a lot of money. What percent is that?
Take the show, for example. How many times has something mathy come up and I'm sitting there in my head and Roger's like, yeah, that's 233, you know, and he's got it done. Like in my house, there's nobody doing that. There's nobody just rattling a mathy answer in, you know, without, without some sort of AI help.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey Siri, what's 16 times 13? Yeah, I could see where. It's easy to get the answer that way. It's, instead of using a calculator,
and Roger will have it in his head.
Yeah,
I can't do that. Yeah, I mean, I could, but no, it would take me quadruple the amount, and that's just the simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not. He's doing algebra one, whatever. Yeah, whatever's in there.
A squared, B squared.
Algebra was the only easy one for me. And I somehow, that one year, my junior year, I went to three different schools in two different states.
Oh,
that was the year that, and it just happened to be where I was supposed to learn trigonometry, but I left the first school right before they started it. And the second school, they had already taught it, so I was I didn't have to take it. And the last school, they were done with it too. So I never had to take trigonometry. Like, I don't know.
Did you go from like algebra one to calculus because you missed the middle?
No, there was just nothing else. I had algebra two and whatever, but the whole trigonometry little section of it, I never took it and I never needed it. I'm so happy.
Lucky you.
I know.
For whatever reason, you know, here, they do algebra one, then something else the next year, and then they do algebra two. Why? Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Wait, algebra one, geometry, then algebra two.
Why wouldn't you just put those two together? I don't know. For me, it would just make sense.
Geometry.
My daughter is dying a slow death. I feel so bad for her.
Yeah,
she is just with a.
Then senior year, I got pre-calculus. My smart friends, they got calculus and all this other stuff. I'm like, I am so glad I don't have that in physics.
And I avoided.
Nope.
I feel like I avoided all that. I didn't take calculus.
Yeah, pre-calculus
was
ridiculous.
Did you cheat in math?
I'm sorry. What?
Did you allegedly? So-called.
Just make it a statement.
I know.
What's that now?
Yeah.
That's a perfect what's that now.
To be quite honest with you, I don't think so. I'm not. Listen.
You know, been the
opportunity. There's a good opportunity. There's a good chance.
Our teacher handed out two tests.
But the other teacher, remember, again, the other day we were talking about how I was supposed to go out to dinner with Miss Silverman, my English teacher.
Oh, yeah.
The other teacher was my math teacher, Miss Correa. Yeah. That's who we were supposed to go out with. So I'm assuming. I know I ended up getting, I did well on the Regents, but I remember just having constantly with the tutor.
I remember algebra was
tough. Extra help, tutor.
The teacher specifically handed out two tests every test. Nobody was looking at somebody else's paper. You were surrounded by the other test. He would give two tests out and alternate.
Nice. That's how you do
it. It was
good for you, teacher. Good
he knew what
for
he was doing.
You. That's awesome. That's how it's supposed to be done.
He was like the professional math teacher. He had like this, you know how they all use chalk on a chalkboard? Well, instead of getting the chalk on his hands, he had like this metal thing with chalk inside. And he would just take it out of his pocket slowly and he'd go, and then the chalk would come out the top, and then he'd start writing on the board. Never had chalk on his hands. And if he happened to erase it a little bit, he'd just go, wipe it off. And
I like him.
He always had in his pocket a couple of these metal things with chalk inside them.
I remember those. I think only the ones that had like multiple. I think I remember the metal ones that had, and that was in music class where they could make those.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like it held chalk so you didn't have to touch it with your.
Yeah, and it drew the lines across the board. So
if you had a long stick with it.
Well, no. She's talking about it was like in a music scale, however many lines five of them.
Yep.
So there would be five things of chalk, and you just can't. And then you'd be like,
then you can write music on the lines.
G sharp or whatever. Do all that kind
of. F flat major minor seven.
I'll jump on a little bit of a sword here.
Oh.
I used to eat chalk.
That too? Oh,
in addition to the feet? Like, I mean, because the feet were chalky, right?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like it was
a taste for chalk.
You developed a taste for chalk. You did.
I ate chalk.
Was it colorful? Was it like color chalk or white chalk?
I think it was probably white chalk. It was a short-lived, but I did when I was young.
He only did it in 11th grade.
When I was little, yeah.
How old?
When he was little, he was 14.
I don't think it made it past elementary school.
I mean,
what's he laughing at?
What do you think he's laughing at?
Hold on, but in my school, hold on, everybody, you know what? Put your gavels down, you judgy bastards.
Well, what did Disney expect? He expected you to say like 3 or 4 years old.
My elementary school was only till third grade. So we had K through 3 was elementary school. Then middle school was 4th, 5th, and 6th. Then junior high school was 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Oh.
And high school was 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Uh-huh.
So maybe 2nd or 3rd grade I was eating chalk.
So you're 2nd or 3rd grade at school, and I have questions. So did you just like take it and go hum and bite it, or did you suck on it? What was the plan?
No, I probably just ate it.
Did you do it in secret, or were you like, because you knew it was wrong, or did you just out and out stand there in line for milk with a chalk in your mouth?
I just...
Did you pretend it was a cigarette?
You're asking... No, it was in second grade.
There were candy cigarettes back then?
Yeah, we did that.
No, I just remember chewing it.
Like, so all the did time. It taste good, or were you nervous? Was your anxiety?
I don't know. I don't.
You have so many questions.
Horrible. I don't know.
Well, dude, I ate a statue.
No,
you know
I know.
What I'm like,
literally, my favorite thing. If I had to pick one thing, what do you like about JP? That's it.
The statue and the chalk were probably similar.
They had to have been. You developed a taste. I'm saying.
I might have. I got over it.
But then to me, that means it was like a nervous habit. Because if you were just,
it's possible
sucking on it.
You ain't getting me to say that. Even if that was the case, I wasn't going down that road.
So, but then okay, and I don't mean this dirty at all. But like, so then where did you? Consume it? Did it go down your throat? You know what I mean? Like, were you...
I ate it.
He literally ate
like
it to his stomach.
Like, chew, chew, swallow.
Right.
Probably, yeah.
And then you just kept going with the whole stick? With the whole
chalk?
And then
you had chalky poop.
When you farted,
imagine that.
When you farted and the pink dust came out, if you ate the pink one.
No. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have... I don't think I ate the colored ones. I don't think I ate the colored chalk.
Did they not taste good? I mean, that's weird coming. Like, I don't think chalk tastes good.
No, I was probably racist all the way back then.
You only ate white chalk.
I only ate white chalk.
Oh, no. Only white. Get that brown and red and the pink. Mm-hmm. Yellow?
JP's sitting in his chair and he farts. And puffs. And the kid behind him starts choking.
He's covered in white. White eyebrows. What's that movie? The kid. Oh, powder.
This will probably be the last time I jump on that sword. I can tell you that.
Man.
I know it's a
good thing you ate chalk and you didn't eat caulk. Because your dad was in construction and that story would have been a whole different thing. Whole different thing.
That is true.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, my goodness. Remember Cindy Crawford with the caulk? That news
source is the cock, and the cock is still there. And so my feeling is let's test the cock, and if it needs to be removed, let's remove the cock. That doesn't seem like rocket science to me.
It was like something in like the school,
in the schools, like,
in her kid's school, where the cock was moldy or something like that.
Cindy.
Whole different story.
Oh, Cindy, yeah. I'm sorry.
If it was chalk, it probably doesn't even make the news.
Oh, no. Oh, it's Cindy Lauper. Oh, I mean, Cindy.
All right, two
Crawford,
Cindy's
sorry.
In one morning.
Anyway, I hope my son did good on his math.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did well on his math.
I believe in him. I think he did. I think he crushed it, and he's going to come back, and he's going to bust your balls right back.
He did have a really rough night last night, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Consider he has the chalk-eating dad. He's killing it right now.
That is true.
You always want to do better than your dad,
mm-hmm.
right?
Don't
we all want to just do a little better?
Winning.
Well, Roger, JP, it's 102.5 The Bone. Be right back.